Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History. Happy New Year to everyone out there. I hope you all enjoy your holidays, whether you celebrate them or not. Hopefully it was enjoyable. Hopefully so far the new year has been good to you and kind to you. And, you know, we took a little break off for the last couple of weeks of the year, just to get things in order for the new year, to, you know, kind of take a little breath for a second, and then just finish out 2020 and, you know, get prepared for 2021. And I know we all hope that 2021 will be a much kinder year to us than 2020 was. I know we all hope, and we're all trying to be optimistic that things this year will be much better. Hopefully we'll be able to travel again. Hopefully we'll be able to congregate again soon without masks. You know, all we can do is be optimistic, but only time will tell. But welcome to another episode. It's been a while, and it feels good to be able to get back into the swing of things. And today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting two people. And the individuals we're going to be highlighting today, a woman by the name of Dorothy Spikes, who was a mathematician and a university administrator. And we're highlighting her because she accomplished a lot throughout her life in mathematics. And, you know, being that there's not a lot of diversity in the field of mathematics, especially in the STEM fields, the science, technology and fields, we like to highlight, you know, Black women who have made inroads in those occupations, because of the fact that there aren't many women, especially Black women, who have. And, you know, we've managed to find a good number, though, to highlight. And Dorothy Spikes is just one of them who made accomplishments in the field of mathematics. And as a hospital, as a university administrator, her example, no doubt, helped influence other people who looked up to her, men and women who looked up to her to get into the field of mathematics. So we're going to highlight her. We're also going to highlight a man by the name of Richard Spikes. Now, they both have the same last name, but there is no relation. And Richard Spikes was an inventor, and he has over 12 patents to his name throughout his lifetime. And he actually, acquired, money and wealth through his patents. And he was still inventing things well into his 80s. So we have two good people in Black history to highlight today. So we're going to start off with Dolores Spikes. I hope I said that right before. I don't know if I said Dolores or Dorothy. But Dolores Spikes, that's who I'm going to highlight first. And as mentioned, she was a mathematician and university administrator. She was born August 24th, 1936 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And she attended public schools in the city of Baton Rouge. And she went on to Southern University, from which she earned her bachelor's degree in mathematics in 1957. She met her future husband there, Herman Spikes, as well at Southern University. She was born Dolores Margaret Richards, and she married Herman Spikes. Now, she continued her education at the University of Illinois, where she earned her master's of science degree in mathematics. And then she returned to Louisiana in 1958, where she began teaching high school science in Mossville, which is a small, mostly Black community near Lake Charles. By the 1970s, she completed her dissertation entitled Semi-Valuations and Groups of Divisibility. And she earned her PhD in mathematics from Louisiana State University. Her work and her life has been chronicled on different websites talking about Black women in mathematics, such as the website Black Women in Mathematics. And that website talks about Dr. Dolores Spikes. and her life and her accomplishments. And it affirms that she was the first African-American woman to earn a PhD from Louisiana State. She also continued on throughout her career as an administrator in different universities. In the 1980s, she went to her alma mater, Southern University, and she moved into various administrative positions, starting in 1982 as the assistant to the chancellor. And in the late 80s, she served as chancellor for both the Baton Rouge and New Orleans campuses of Southern University. She was the first female chancellor of the Louisiana Land Grant University. By 1987, she was appointed to the board of Harvard University's Institute of Educational Management. And she also accepted the position of president of the Southern University and A&M College System in 1988. And she not only was the first woman to lead a public college or university in Louisiana, she was also the first woman in the U.S. to serve as chief administrator for a university system. She later became the 11th president of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore and its first female president from 1996 to 2001. She continued to, you know, be an example to many of those whose lives she touched. And she unfortunately died at the age of 78, June 1st, 2015, in her hometown of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But just imagine, throughout her years working as in different colleges and throughout her work in mathematics, imagine how many people she influenced. You know, many of us in our community don't have people in these fields that we can readily look to. But if you knew her, if you went to Southern University during the times when she was there, and maybe there was some young, you know, college age, you know, boy, girl who wanted to get into the field of mathematics and saw her as an example, and they were able to get into that field, and she encouraged them and guided them. You know, women like her who get into this type of work, especially when they go back to these colleges, they can provide such a positive influence on generations of people. So she moved around in different universities throughout the 70s and 80s, and no doubt she positively influenced many, many people throughout her travels. So Dr. Dolores, Richard Spikes, we salute you for your contribution to Black history and Black culture. Now, moving on, the next person who we're going to highlight, as we mentioned, is a man by the name of Richard Spikes. Like we said, no relation. Rich, even though they have the same, you know, almost the same name, names are very similar, they were no relation. Richard Spikes, born 1878. He was a prolific inventor, and as mentioned, he had more than a dozen patents to his name. A lot of his patents had to do with, you know, the automobile mechanics, but he, you know, created things, he invented things or improved the operation of different items, as varied as barber chairs and trolley cars. He worked as a mechanic, and he also worked as a saloon keeper and a barber. And his inventions, no doubt, were made out of necessity from the different jobs that he worked, because many of the patents that he received all had to do with the different occupations that he worked. Now, he was born to Monroe and Medora Spikes on October 2nd, 1878, coming from a large family. In fact, his younger brother, Benjamin Franklin Spikes, would go on to become a well-known jazz musician during his day. His birthplace is listed as Texas in the 1880 census, but he actually went on to say that he was actually born in what is now known as Oklahoma. Back then it was called Indian Territory. But in the 1900s, he got married, had a family, and him and his family moved around a lot, living in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, before they settled in California. In 1907, while he was living in Arizona, he got his first patent, and he patented a beer tapper. And the way his beer tapper worked, they connected to a keg. The tap used tubing to ease the release of beer from the barrel while also improving freshness over time. And this is technology. This is a method that's still used to this day. His next invention was for a self-locking rack for billiard cues. When you go inside pool halls, you know, you see the racks with the pool sticks on them. Those racks are modeled after Richard Spike's invention. Now, his invention, he received the patent on October 11th, 1910, while he was living in New Mexico. He still continued to invent. On December 14th, 1920, while living in California, he successfully patented a trolley pole arrestor. And according to the patent application, his device will automatically pull down the pole when the circuit is broken to prevent the breaking of the trolley wire and injury to the pole. You know, and like as mentioned, many of the inventions that he came out with, that he came up with and received patents for, was because of, you know, the different occupations that he had. He worked, you know, as a mechanic, he worked as a barber, so he came up with these inventions that made his work easier and then patented them. Over the next 40 years, he would go on to patent at least 7 more items, including a brake testing machine in 1921, a pantograph for conveying electrical current in trolley wires in 1923, a combination milk bottle opener and cover in 1926, a device to obtain average samples and temperatures of tank liquids for automobiles and industry in the automobile industry in 1931, an improved gear shift transmission system in 1932, a horizontally swinging barber's chair in 1950, and finally an automatic brake safety system in 1962, and that one he made at the age of 84. So imagine, you know, 84 years old, he's still inventing things and inventing, you know, technical things at that. And, you know, his inventions that he received patents for, especially those in the automotive industry and in the trolley car industry, were groundbreaking inventions. And it is said that during the 1930s, he made over $100,000 for, you know, licensing the patents for his inventions. And you got to remember, during the 1930s in America, we were going through a depression. So for him to have made that much money from his inventions goes to show you how well, in fact, he was doing. And the fact that he was still inventing these, you know, technological things, automatic brake safety system, at the age of 84 was amazing. It just shows his genius. Now, of all these inventions, he's best known for those inventions that's related to automotive technology. His gear shifting device aimed to keep the gears of various speeds in constant mesh, enhancing the turn of the century invention of the automatic transmission. His automatic brake safety system was also significant because according to the patent application, it provided reserve braking action in case of damage to the normal braking means, and it is still used in some buses as a fail-safe means of stopping the vehicle. Just as we said, groundbreaking. Just shows how genius this brother was, that he was able to invent these devices that made the automobile safer. He is widely credited with patenting the automobile signaling system, the turn signals, in the early 1910s, but there hasn't been a patent application or record of it, so we don't know for sure if that in fact happened or if he in fact patented that. But for all his other inventions, there is a record of the patent numbers to show that he in fact did patent these inventions. But he died on January 22nd, 1965 in Los Angeles at the age of 86. But these two examples, you know, these two people just shows just how, you know, we as a people have touched so many different areas. You know, these, you know, Dr. Dorothy Spikes and Richard Spikes are two excellent examples of Black excellence. So we just want to salute Richard Spikes for his contribution to Black history, Black culture, and also the automotive industry in making it much safer. Because his inventions are, a lot of companies today use it as a model. So we have Richard Spikes to thank for making automobiles much more safer. So that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. We just wanted to come in and do a quick episode just to get back into the swing of things. As mentioned, you know, new year. So hopefully everybody's, you know, 2021 will be a great year. We'll be right here with you, you know, talking about Black history, talking about Black culture as we, you know, always do here. And we have so much, you know, in store for the year, and we look forward to being able to share it with you. But until the next time, you all stay safe and stay tuned for the next episode.